Yeah. Well, certainly on political questions, I'd say that was true. But, you know, on questions with, as I say, no overt partisan political implications, you had divisions of philosophy on the court. We did not agree on constitutional readings. We didn't agree on statutory readings. We didn't agree on common law precedential readings. As one group, we differ. And those differences didn't follow party lines at all.
Is it, do you remember, though, wasn't Gene Black, even at this time, when he had occasions making speeches or in newspaper exposure, he was foreseeing the time in 1970 when Williams, former governor, John Swainson, former Democratic governor, were to be the candidates, and that he was... Maybe I'm a little ahead of myself, but I can recall reading that prior to the election of Williams and Swainson, that Black was already shouting from the treetops that this is a formula to control the political agenda in Michigan, because he knew apportionment was going to come up again. He'd been through all this before, and he knew that in 72 or 71, after the 70 census, there was going to be this apportionment decision that would come from a highly partisan source. Or I recall, I shouldn't, was, well, you, did that happen later? Did that happen later, or do you remember that?
I don't recall any discussion of it.
So this wasn't a big factor.
I don't recall that it was, Raj. I can't say it was not, sure, but I wasn't aware of it. And Gene, God love him, was, he would sound off on many different things.
I guess that's probably it.
And my big disagreement with Gene, I think, basically, was that Gene was always saying that we never had any trouble in the practice of law in Michigan until the Supreme Court started changing all the rules, you know. Court rules. Oh, God. That was the beginning of the end as far as Gene was concerned. And everything was much better in the good old days. And I always used to say to Gene, you remember the good old days that never really were. That's why we change these rules. If they were so good, we wouldn't have bothered changing them.
Now, he was his annoyance was directed at that time against the court rules of 63, I take it. Is that right?
Well, I think it started out early. His annoyance started out a lot earlier than that. He was annoyed with the court rules. Certainly the court rules of 63 were there, but I think he was mad at court rules of 31, maybe, or something like that. 29, whatever it was. He was always firmly convinced that the good old days were a lot better than the mess that Gene always perceived we were in then.
Well, did the work of the court seem to run pretty smoothly then, the first couple of years that you were there, given the cast of characters that we've just enumerated, the seven of you? You got on reasonably well and turned out your work in pretty good order. And
well, I was never unhappy with it. I always always recognized that we could have done a better job than we were doing. But I think that's always true. I think the court got along fairly well, and there was the bitterness seemed to diminish gradually, and our differences started to be professional rather than personal or political. And I really don't recall any political differences, except in the apportionment area. Mm-hmm. And there were personal differences, but, you know, Gene would get mad at me for one reason or another. One thing he always said, "You never cite any authority as your opinions." And I'd say, "Gene, I only cite the authority that's necessary." And we differed about that. And Gene and I got to be good friends. And I have great affection and respect for him. He was a different guy, and he was a good guy and a good colleague. Cantankerous as hell at times, but you know, we got along fine.
He was a good lawyer, was he not? And yes. Had a lot of good experience. In
yes, power. Yes, yeah. He was a good lawyer, I think. You know, as one lawyer can judge another lawyer. I would say Gene was a good lawyer. And he was a hard worker, very hard worker. As I say, we got to be good friends.
I'm told that during the middle 60s, he was the most, if you measure work by opinions of the court written in dissent, that he was the leading producer on the court during that period. This would have been prior to your arrival.